passed. Continued. Hub up 7-8 top Shalom and test June 21st, 1979 on Thursday.
Says no. Says the reverse of Abai. Rav Shimon says, in the case of Kishes and to abort it, that the leif is not nikrea after the ikea, and the ikea is not nikrea after the leif. Everything depends where it is located. So that's in conflict with what Abai says. What did Motzim Chutzlo mean to go over and demand because I mean we pay the Chayim the Maise and we do not say that it's Nigra after the Ikea that is a Chutzlo Aretz and it should, the name that is later in Aretz should be Potter of the Maise. Reb Shimon says no, it follows Reb Shimon. So why was Abaye saying it wasn't a prayer? You know? That's the Kasha. So the Tereti is, we co-locate שיבה יודיקה חיילי כי יודיקה שירש דורמיטר יודיקה סלי מה שבסיך הורצית ואיבוכה חיילי מח מה שיודיקה שיודיקה so יודיקה חיילי is not as חושב is not as חושב according to Abai is like יודיקה of the שירש because we see from the Shimeh that he is not Yitaya, Yudike Salei, because the Yudike Salei is now, the Yudike Salei, the Neiv has a din of Mechubet. Even Rav Shimon is made there, that the Neiv, that extends outside the Otzitz, has a din of Mechubet. Now, so, but still, the Majib Zeh Otzitz remains large. So we do not say that whatever is in the Otzitz is nigra after the name. After the name. We do not say that. The Hoche, but Mechayev Leif Machmasinik is nigra. So in other words, Tesis distinguishes. The Kashi was, Moneshech, if according to Abai. So the name is nigra after the Ikea. So, over there, since Rav Shimon is made that whatever parents extend outside the Otzitz, they have a din of Mechubet. Still, the parents that are inside the Otzitz do not have a din of Mechubet. Do not have a din of Mechubet. Why is it here that the leif is nigra after the Ikea? So, this is that it seems that even though there is a principle of Ma'abir Ekorobu, and the Meiv that extends outside Otzitz has a din of Mechubea, but the unique of the Meiv through Ma'abir Ekorobu is not as substantial as the unique that emanates from the Ikea. The unique that emanates from the Ikea is much more substantial, is much more significant than the unique that emanates through Abirikov. So mainly, the unique that emanates from the Abirikov is not capable of endowing the parents that are inside the Otzitz with the status of Mechubah. Mashainke, the unique that emanates from the Ikea, so that is much more significant and much more substantial, and that can endow even the Neiv with the status of Mechubah and Eretz Yisrael, according to that. Now, this is what this is. Now, the Marsha raises a question here, this day. Teisves only mentioned the kasha against Abaye. Because against Abaye, here Abaye says, that Kosadekli has been on, and the unique came so hush that it makes the name go after the Yikin. Over there, Shimon, he says that the nave that extends outside is in the Chuder, and still it cannot be Gerer, the Peres inside Otzi, it's after the nave. So how is it that the Yike of the Iker here, of the Iker here, of the Nekev here, so is so Choshu that it can be Gerer, a Kofta Abaye, the nave, after it? And the nave, the unique of the nave, and there is unique through Avirikov. So through the nave's extension in the outside orchid, so there is unique from the soil where the nave extends. And still it cannot be carried the pavers inside us. That's the kasha called Tabai. So the Teretz is true according to Reb Shimon. So through Avirikov, so the nave becomes mechuber, but there is less unique through Avirikorobu than there is unique through the neck. So mele, the unique through the neck, the unique that emanates through the neck is so extended, is so substantial that it can even be gayer the nave after it. Mashing in the unique that emanates from Avirikorobu is relatively less. So the melee it can endow the payments that are underneath itself with the status of Mechuber, but not the payments that are not underneath, that are inside the Otis. But the question is, why the Tesis has Kikashe against Abaye? Tesis should ask Kikashe from the Shimon against Rove, that will be a stronger Kashe. Rove says here, that the Avirikorob is so great, is so significant, that not only the parents that grow, not only the parents that go in Chutzlaretz are Potterot Meisters, but according to Rabbi, even the parents that grow in the Eretz Yisrael, in the Otis. The Otis is here, the Eretz Yisrael. But the name is over here. So who's it? So Rabbi says that even the parents that grow here inside Otis, that do not extend the Chutz Lorenz, are also part of Meisters. Why? Because the Avirikorobu, the unique of Avirikorobu, is so significant that it makes even the parents that grow in Eretz Yisrael itself, they do not extend also into Peres Chutz Lorenz. So, but Reb Shimon says the contrary. Here Reb Shimon says that the parents that extend outside Otzit have it in of Mechuber. Why? Through Avirikov. But still, the parents that grow inside Otzit do not have it in of Mechuber. But Rovitz says the reverse. Rove says the reverse of Reb Shimon. So how is it? Rove says that if it's not Rivaret, Beneif in the Chutzlaret. So Rove says what's a Neifi has been on. Not only the parents that are on the Neif in Chutzlaret are Potter of Mitzvahs, even the parents that are inside Otis, that is standing in our Yisrael territory, is also Potter of Mitzvahs. So why doesn't it? Teisves says the kashe against Rove from Reb Shimon. Teisves only has the kashe from Reb Shimon against Abaye. Why wouldn't Teisves has the kashe against Rove? This question is raised by the Marshal. So he says, Avol Rove disora roche bosalikre asino. Lulam binom bosalikre asino. Afilu binoku, hayu nishum dechol anei bichutz loretz. Mashin kin hosom, dechotzi adalas, dechotzis. אבל הבאי קשה, יחמורי די עזרינו, הוכת, בוסעים מכס יקרה, Likre Hamifacho, Linia Maise, Kibni Nokupu, or Namos of the Gabitume, Nazo, Dosa, Nikas, and Shumabine, Kibni Nokupu. Alright. So, in other words, so the Machshor says, it gives a very simple tenet. The reason is why Tetzin does the best Kikashi against Rabbe, because when this, after all, he could ask Kikashi against Rabbe, Rabbe here says that he the Nevi is a Chutzlorz. So if the Nevi is a Chutzlorz, so everything is Bosa, so all the Teres, all the Peleis are part of Maises. And here Shimon says, and we do not say that the last that is inside, that is inside the Oti should be Nikra after the Peleis that are Chutzlorez. So he says, against Rabbe he cannot ask any kasha. Because Rabbe only says that Bosanifa has been known if the whole Nevi is a Chutzlorez. So, we show Cholani the Chutzlorez. But over there, part of the Nevi is inside Oti, and part of the Nevi is outside Oti. So the Meila cannot say that an account of the part of the Nevi that is outside of the Otzit, so the part of the Nevi that is inside the Otzit should be Nikra, that we cannot say. But the Kashi is only directed against Abayi. This is what the Rashi says. Now, when we learn the Sugya in the first parak, of what is not number of what we say is, I mentioned something in the name of my father, because here Teisves and Raivet and Rashi and the Rash, they apply the Mishneh to a Noti Chaino. But the Rambam applies it to a Noti Slok. Now let's see how the Rambam explains this Mishneh in Uktzin. Kishes perikt beitz mi Uktzin halochetes. So the Rambam says as follows: Kishes dereya, kishes bechli inu mitame ba'atzmachos, ki oich limona mitame ma'achad rishos minakar, kmo yishliyamu v'ishi shomachshev. Omar, Reb Shimon, kashe yotzo min hakishuyim chutz mikli, harei u ketosh. According to Rashi and Tesis and the Raivet and Rash, so this Mishnah is referenced to Noti Sheino. So until it extended, it was Mikamito, it was Tosh. But when did it start becoming Toya? Only after it extended. So according to the Kami of Reb Shimon, once it extends, so even the Peres, the Zroim, inside the Otzitz, so the Tumah is Fakir. And according to Reb Shimon, when they come, they extend outside, so only the Peres, the Zroim, that extend outside, the Tumah is Fakir. But the Zroim that remain outside, that remain inside, that are inside, so the Tumah is not Fakir. That's according to the Rash. But look at the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah. Kishizora kishes bechli, eino, mitamo behatzmechosno. So he says that as long as it didn't extend outside the Otzitz, so it's not mikabotum. That couldn't be. So that means that the Rambam doesn't explain it like the Rash, because according to the Rash, that the Mishnah is reference to not the Shenenok, or on the contrary, just the reverse. Until it extends outside, so it is recovered, because it's not a Shenenok. So why does he say in the Rambam, Kishezora, Kishez Bechuri, Eino Mitama Batzmachoso? It's not become to me. On the contrary, if the Rambam had applied this Mishneh to not the Shoyim Nokum, so as long as it doesn't extend outside, If not, he says, no good. It should be mitame. And he says, eno mitame until it starts extending outside. So, obviously, the Rambam applies this Mishneh to what is not. And you'll see in Yer HaZok, the same thing. Now, coincidentally, is the same. Now, here it's Pirkveis Alochetes, Mishneh Tes in Uptzi. And the Rambam is Pirkveis Alochetes in Tumasot. Needless to mention, if it didn't extend chutzlotzit, so of course it's in Mikabeles Tumah. According to Rashi Pshat, that it deals with the notice Shevinoku, you couldn't say, needless to mention, that if it didn't extend outside, so it's in Mikabeles Tumah. Well, it's that way around. So, because the Rambam applies this Mishneh to a notice Shevinoku, and usually when the Rambam mentions in Tumas Ochre, Otzitz, it means a notice Shevinoku, not a notice Shevinoku. Stam Otzitz in the Rambam means a notice Shevinoku. If the Rambam has reference to a notice Shevinoku, he spells it out. But Stam Otzitz means a notice Shevinoku. And here you see that he has reference to a notice Shevinoku, because he says, Avo Pishi Otzochut Otzitz. So he didn't have a swimmer because it's Mechumah. In other words, boy, if it didn't extend, so of course it's in the Kabbalah school, it's Mechumah. How could it be boy, if it didn't extend, that it's Mechumah? But it's not Mechumah, if it's not Mechumah, but it's not Mechumah, if it didn't extend. So it's certainly Tomush. So the Rambam applies it to not teach Mechumah. So he says, Kishe Shinoto Mechumah is being Dilo. So, needless to mention, if it didn't extend outside, so of course it's Mechumah. But even if it didn't extend it outside, so then you could argue that it's not Mechumah, so Kamash Meron, that it's still Mechumah. Why? Because he passed it like Tanakame. The implication being, according to Rav Shimon, according to the Rambam's Pshat, so even in Notis Noku, so but if the Paris, if the leaf extends outside, so according to Rav Shimon, only the Paris that grow inside the Otzitz have a din of Mechubah. But the Paris that grow outside the Otzitz do not have a din of Mechubah. In other words, so the Rambam is just the reverse of the Atshit of that regime. According to the other Rishonim, so as far as the Notis Nokul is concerned, so the Mishnah doesn't even discuss a Notis Nokul. So certainly everything that grows in Notis Nokul, whether it's inside Otis or outside Otis, has a phenomenon of Mechumah. But the Mishnah discusses Notis Shevinoku. So if it didn't extend outside, it has a din of Tomush. If it extends outside, so the Kamer says, then everything becomes Mechubah, even the parents that are inside Otzitz. And Rav Shimon says, it extends outside, only the parents that are outside Otzitz. But inside Otzitz still maintains a status of Tosh. But according to Rambam, if it's an Otzitz Shein Loku, so then goes without saying that all the parents that go in an unperforated part, even if they extend, they have a din of Tosh. But if it is a notice local, so as long as it didn't extend, so all the indicate comes from where? From the soil of the Kargaelo, upon which the part stands, because it has a neck. So all the indicate comes from the soil of the Kargaelo, upon which the Otzitz is set up. So of course, if the soil didn't extend, so all the soil never did not become. The question is, suppose this Zroim extend outside, then they get some Yidike from the Avir outside. So Mele, Reb Shimon says, that those Zroim that grow outside of the Otzitz do not have a din of mechuber. Why? Because they draw some nikkel from the air outside, from the air outside, from the other outside. And the Tanakami says, the Rav Pasna Tanakami, that even the peiros that extend outside are still considered mechuber. So in other words, so but vis-à-vis otzi sheinoku, vis-à-vis otzi sheinoku, so then he certainly has a din of tovish. Even the peiros that extend outside. In other words, the Rambam rejects the concept of ma'avirekorov. But how can we say that the Rambam rejects the concept of ma'avirekorov? Here, Rove says, "Bosaneifi azminon." Why bosaneifi azminon? Because they are considered peiros chutzlaretz, even though the nekev of the Otis Noku is set up in the Eretz Yisrael. But since the peiros extend the chutzlaretz, so mele, everything is considered as peiros chutzlaretz. Why? Why peiros chutzlaretz? Because ma'avirekorov. So the, and I'm a pastor like Rabbi. So there is a stira between the Rambam here who passes like Rome, that by what it's not good, if the peiros extend the chutzloret, so then it's ma'avirekorov, and they are considered peiros agdelim the chutzloret, not peiros agdelim the Eretz Yisrael, and in regard to Tumeh. So the Rambam says, if the otis is an otis chain law, and so then, even though the peiros extend outside the otis, so they do not become a chuber. They still remain tovish. So there is there. So my father said, he said the same thing in regard to this and in regard to what is not Pamunah that he said. At that time we discussed it. So he says that in regard to Tumeh, so it's not a question whether they draw a nike from the karka in which the pair is extending, or they draw yinike from the soil of the otis. There the question is it mechuba mekarake or it's not mechuba mekarake? So according to the Rash, there is a loch of ma'avirekorobu, that through the avi of chutzloret, so they become mechuba mechutzloret. According to the Rambam, ma'avirekorobu does not imply that they become mechuba to the karka where it's ma'avirekorov. But in regard to Tumis and Maisres, it's not important whether they are mechuber to Eretz Yisrael or they are mechuber to Kutzlaret. The question is, where do they draw Yinike? Do they draw Yinike from karka Eretz Yisrael or do they draw Yinike from karka Kutzlaret? So the melee, what they say is, if you have an otis standing in Eretz Yisrael, and then the peiros extend in the chutzlaret. So then we say ma'avirekorov, and through the avire, so they pick up certain minerals from the soil of chutzlaret. Through the avire, they pick up certain minerals from the soil of chutzlaret. Those minerals that are already in the vaporized and are in the gaseous state. So the melee is dead. Because they pick up through the avi, so they pick up some minerals from the soil of chutzloret, so that means that they get this unique from chutzloret. So mainly the peiros are peiros chutzloret. But regarding Tumeh, the fact that they get unique from the soil outside is not important. When will it be mafkia Tumeh? If they will become attached to the soil outside. So just because they pick up certain minerals through avirekorov, so they pick up minerals from the soil where they extend, it doesn't make them attached to the land where they extend. If the native extends here, does that mean that this is attached here? It doesn't make it attached. So the melee cannot be become Tumeh. And this my father says in regard to the Shinis Rambam, in the case of what is not Amunah HaKadmi says. So Teisa Shite here is Tesis that Zion the base. Tesis says, Kili Oyamis, the Otis Kimchona, that the Otis Noko Pamuna Halgabi Yisaydis. Otis Noko Pamuna Halgabi Yisaydis says it in on Mimchona. Otis Noko Pamuna Halgabi Yisaydis has it in on Mimchona. It in on Mimchona. And then Tesis mentions the Morin Shabbos, the Hodom Abu Shabbos, the Tamitzi, Hai Pampise, the Mancha Aro, Beamcha Asiche, Chayim Shetewi, Shayim Rabon. But the Reise is not Chayim Shetewi, because when the Otzitz Noku was placed on the Karaka, it was the Chubat of the Karaka, and then when he picked it up, the Otzitz Noku, and he put it on Gabi Seydis upon his stand, you know, so it still remained the Chubat of the Karaka. So the Reise wasn't the Teilish, but when it says Chayim, it means Max Marcus. So this is the is that Zion obeys that the Tzlok Pamunach that we say this has a deal of Mechuga. Now the Rambam that I mentioned at that time, but I just want to mention it briefly again. The Rambam in Mechuga Shabbos appears to be saying that the Tzlok Pamunach that we say this, Mokunach Pamunach that we say this, is not Mechuga. Because this says the type of peace in Mancha, the Mancha, Sikha, Chayev, Mishim Teiru, Ishtet, Nimore, Hayim, the Rabbonon. But the Rambam says, Chayev, Chatos. The Rambam says. The Ches, the Shabbos. Shabbos Aloch Adalet. Gapshushi Shalofo. Sha'olubo Asopi. You have a cloud of earth, of soil. That you have Asopi. Higbiya Mavu, that's an Otis Noku. So while it was on Karke, so, I mean a detached cloud of earth. That's an Asopi. So while it was lying on the Karka, in the Karko Eilo, so it was Mechuba. Then Higbiya Mavu Oretz, V'inicho al gabi yiseidis. Chayv teish. That's this gemara. Hay papise limancha are, vancha asiche chayv. So it was not more is chayv. What this says, chayv is teish ayin d'rabonon. But the Rambam says, it's chayv chatos manesh. So then why? Because as long as it was lying on the karka, it was mechugat of the karka. The moment he picks it up, the moment he picks it up and he puts it on Yisaydis, so then it becomes Tolosh, so it's Chayv. So that means that the Rambam of Paskin is not like this. That it's not Pamulach HaGav Yisaydis, it's Tolosh, not Mechugah. But the Rambam, the base of Bikurim, there in the Aloche of Anitriya, Bechurve, so it's Chayim and Bikurim. And that's also what it's not of Amulah HaGav Yisaydis. So it is explained by the Mishkeru. Why? Because it's not of Amulah HaGav Yisaydis. It's Chayim and Tumzeh Maizres. So it's Chayim and Bikurim. But, so that's all right, according to Shittas HaTeitzes, where the Rambam passes that if he picked up and not it's not from the Karke and he put it upon his stand, HaGav Yisaydis upon his stand, so then is Chayim Shetelech. So that means that if Avirek Omapsi, so then it's not Mechugah anymore. So why is the Rambam passing in Peribbeis of Lucas Bikurim that Otsloko Pamunach al Gabi Yiseides? So is Chayim Bikurim. So my father says, Ligabi Tumis of Maestres, and Ligabi Bikurim, it's not important whether it's attached to the Karka. The important thing is whether it gets unique from the car. So even though it's Munach HaGav Yiseides, what does it mean Munach HaGav Yiseides? Munach HaGav Yiseides means that it's Avirek Omapsik. In other words, when you say Munach HaGav Yiseides, so according to Rav Netan, that an Otzi Chaleitz, so even if it's not Noku, it has a din like Noku, so then it can even be put al gabi yiseides that has no neke, and according to according to Rashi, that only Shalcheres in Tzricho Elokim, Yimotso Menachat Bekarki. Our Otich Amayit Boi Mikubo, so then we have to say that Otich, that Otich Amunach Al Gabi Yisedes, Otich Lokov Amunach Al Gabi Yisedes, so it means that there is a Nekev in those Yisedes. Because if it is, let's say, a big log of wood, and without an Ekev, and you put it on Gabi Yisedes, so then it's not just a question of Avirakom Hapsik. So then, it's like an Otich Eidenov. So the Rambam holds that Ligabe Trumis or Maestres, Ligabe Trumis or Maestres, it's not important whether it's Mechula for the Karaka or not. The important question is whether it gets its Yenuke from the Karaka. So even though it's Munach HaGabi Yisedes, and what does it mean Munach HaGabi Yisedes? Munach HaGabi Yisedes doesn't mean that it's put on this floor. I mean, Tesis will not say that if you have an Otis Nokum that is put here on this floor, that it's Mechuba to the Karaka over here. That Tesis will not say. Tesis only says, Otis Nokum from Munach HaGabi Yisedes, and if only Avya is Mavsik. Or, according to Shita from the Tam, even in the Yisedes states, is completely compact without any Nekev. But according to Ramadan, so AIDS always has a deen as if it is not. And according to Rashi, that only Cheres has a deen if it's not, as if it is not. But AIDS, only if it's not, if it's considered as not. So then it means what is not, if I'm not going to say this. And let's say there is an Ekev, there is a hole, there is a preparation in those he says. But the other is Mafsik, it doesn't stand on the soil itself, on the Karkoel of itself. So the Shiva's Rambam means that we do not say Avirekom Mafsik should interrupt the Yeniki, but Avirekom Mafsik certainly interrupts the Chibur. When do we say? But so mainly in regard to Bikuri, then the question is whether it draws the Nike from the Karko Elom. So even though it's Munach HaGabi Yisedes, and it's Avirekom Mafsik, but Yenike is not interrupted. Masha'inke in regard to Kabbalah's Tume. So when is it not Kabbalah's Tume? Only if it's Mechuber. So if it stands on Gabi Karke, not it's not good. So it gets Yenike, and it stands on Gabi Karke. Of course, the fact that something is set up on Gabi Karke does not make it Mechuber. Suppose you put a Kele on Gabi Karke, it becomes Mechuber. But if you put the Otis Nokum on Gabi Karke, and it gets Yenike from the Karke, and in addition, it stands on the Karke, then it is considered Mechuber. But if it's Munach HaGabi Yisedes, even though it continues to draw Yenike from the Karka, but since it's Avirekom Mafsik, so that is Mivatil de Dinechibu. So it's not considered Mechuber, so it's not Kavutu. So my father says this, so the Gabi Shabbos in order to be Chav. So in Gabi Shabbos, the Chiv Chatos is for being Tenish Minam Chuber. So as long as Lot is not good for Munach HaGabi Karake, not only did it draw Yenike from the Karako Elam, but it was attached to the Karako Elam. The moment he picks it up, the cloud of earth, and he puts it upon his stem, even though the Zroim still continued through the Abbey to draw Yenike, but it's a very commonsense. So the Melee, it's not the Chuber anymore. So it's considered a Telish. But in regard to throwing to parents that grow in the Nazi Snoku for Munach HaGabi Yisedes, so even though it's not Mechuber, but they get their Yenike from the Karka, Oilom, so even though the Avir is Mafsik between the pair, between the soil in the Nazi Snoku and the Karka Oilom, but since they do draw Yenike from the Karka Oilom, not only from the soil, the sand inside the Otzit. So maybe they are considered Peiris and Dilim Be'al Tzisroel. So the Chayim to Mesa Maizres and the Chayim to Mikor. Alright. Now, this Gemara, this, in order to understand this thesis, we have to go over the Gemara in Bo Metzin. Now, we have that Mishnah. שתי כך, גילי זוהר, גם זו בעיה, בינתיים, רבי השואל, רבי גילן שותח. אומר רבי גילן, יוצא אלו לקרס הפועל קיירת, אומר רבי גילן, יוצא תחתים, ולמר לסגנוסי עם קיירת. אומר רבי אמר, ששני מחי, ממחי זה על זה, ראי מאיך הוא ירד זה אחד. אומר רובי בי חיפולה עומדת, וכדי אני נהדה, קיפ מי גבי נהדה, רבי הסובה, שולנות את מי חמסנית חי, ורבי יודי סובה, ורבי יודי סובה, לא יעמדו לשלמית את מסעית. In some not gayness, there will be the summer land in the city. All right. Then the Mora says, we ask you, Tamar, oh, the Tani, Hayeti Nageza of Nasharoshi, Haremu Shobalakarki, Dibu Rabnea, Rebude Emir, Nageza Shobal Yimon, whom Nasharoshi Shobalakarki, Utnam Namigabiol Kaigar. Even Hayeti Minageza of Nasharoshi, Chai Gol, Dibur Rabnea, Rabbude Imam Nageza, Porta Nasharoshi Chai. That's the Gils of Rashi, that's not the Gils of Rabban. Now, so in Chibush Rabban here, so if you don't look up the Chibush Rabban, Ambo Metzie, you won't be able to understand the Chibush Rabban here. So it will appear to you as if the Rabban is saying something that doesn't even make sense. But the Rabban is Shitose. Because he rejects, in his Chidushim Amon Metzie, he rejects the Gios of Rashi. Now, but let's see, let's understand the Gemara according to the Gios of Rashi. So the Gemara says, V'azdo itamai. Oh, not V'azdo itamai. The Tanya, whatever the Gios is. Hayitzim Nageza Minashoroshim, Harimu Shobalakar, Ketiru Rameya, Chedyudeim Nageza Shobalimon, Nashoroshim Balakar. Now, the halacha is that if somebody is sells one tree in his sode to Shimon, then Shimon acquires title only in Yilon. But he doesn't acquire title in that piece of land on which the tree grows. If he sells, if Ruben sells Shimon three Yilonis in the sode, so then Shimon acquires title not only in the three Yilonis, but he also requires titling the piece of land, the piece of land that encompasses the three ones. But if Reuven sells Shimon only one ilon, so then the umdene is that the Meicher doesn't intend to give any title in the land. But how can he maintain his ilon there? After all, if he only intends to sell the ilon to Shimon, not the piece of land on which the tree is rooted, so then Reuven should be at liberty to tell Shimon, I sold you the tree, fine. So take an axe and chop down the tree. That is your property. But you have no right to keep the tree in my territory. I don't want to accommodate you, to keep, to maintain your tree in my territory. Reuven cannot say that, because Otto Bishuk can ask him on. I mean, why should Shimon buy a tree and not have the right to maintain a growing tree in Reuven's land? So even though Reuven did not intend to sell the land to Shimon, but it is obvious that it was the agreement of the parties that while Shimon acquires title only in the tree, so, but he acquires a key in payments in that piece of land to be able to maintain a growing tree in it. Otherwise, he is of his mind to buy a tree if he will not have the right to maintain a growing tree in the piece of land. So that means, as far as the land is concerned, he only has a key in payments. The same way as a tenant has a key in payments in the land. But the land does not belong to him, it doesn't have a king Yaakov. So if Reuven is Meicher one Yilon in his sode to Shimon, then Shimon only acquires a king Yaakov in the Yilon. But as far as the land in which the Yilon is rooted is concerned, so he only has a king and parents to maintain a growing tree. But who has title in that piece of land in which the Yilon is rooted? Reuven. So here, Machlekes is rising between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehudi. Suppose Reuven sold one Yilon in his sode to Shimon, and then after he sold one Yilon, Now, so of course you cannot have a new one without roots. Shoroshim are considered the roots that are hidden, that are beneath the soil. Geza is considered, you know, sometimes you see adjacent to the tree, you have roots that are quite tall, and they are adjacent to the tree, but these are visible, you see. So the distinction between Shoroshim and Geza consists that Shoroshim are the roots that are hidden in the carpet. You don't even see it. In order to see the roots, the Shoroshim, you have to dig. But the Geza, let's say if this is the tree, so sometimes you have this the tree, and then adjacent to the tree, you have like roots. But they are exposed, they are there, they are hung. That's called the Geza. Shoroshim are the roots that are hidden inside the carpet. Now, of course, the tree comes out from the Shoroshim. You could not have a tree without Shoroshim. So suppose Rupi sold a tree to Shimon. And, of course, that tree had Shoroshim that were hidden in the karka, and he had a Geza. He had a Geza adjacent to the tree, to the trunk. And then, months later, or let's say, so a new tree sprouted forth. There was an offshoot. A new tree with nave sprouted forth from this Geza. Or a new tree sprouted forth from the Shoroshim that are hidden in the carpet. But it's a new tree that sprouted forth. An offshoot from the Shoroshim came out. Or from the Geza came out. So the question is, now Shimon comes with the time to rest and he says, this new tree that sprouted forth from the Shoroshim belongs to me, not to you, Reuven. You sold me the tree. So, and this new tree that sprouted forth from the Geza, from the trunk of the tree, also belongs to me, because it's an offshoot of my tree. And Reuven says, no, this is not an offshoot of your tree. I sold you a tree. So I sold you this tree that existed at the time when I sold you. I didn't sell you anything else. Additionally, if I had sold you the piece of land in which your tree is rooted, so then you would be right in your claim. But I didn't sell you the piece of land in which this tree is rooted. It's only I gave you a right to retain this tree in my land. I shouldn't have the right to chop off the tree, but the karka belongs to me. So the melee, the new tree that sprouted forth from the Geza or from the Shoroshim belongs to me. Well, you own only this tree, but any new trees that sprout forth from the Shoroshim or from the Geza that existed at the time when I sold you the tree belong to me. Who is this? So Shaila is who is right? So Hayitzin Geza Shoroshim, Rashi's Girsi is Harimu Shel Bal HaKarkein, the Rambam's Girsi is Harimu Shel Bal HaYiron, but Rashi's Girsi is Harimu Shel Bal HaKarkein, Dibur Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Meir, Min HaGeza Shel Bal HaYiron, Umin HaShoroshim Shel Bal HaKarkein. So according to Rav Meir, so even the tree that sprouts forth from the Geza belongs to the Bal HaKarkein. So the Ramban is Masechta Rashi. How is it possible? He says, this Girsa is inexplicable. Because how is it possible that Rav Meir should say that Hayetzim Nageza in Ashoroshi Harim Shabal HaKarkein? Look out. So he says, no. The Girsa is Hayitzim Nageza Min Ashoroshim Harimu Shel Bal HaYiron. But Rashi is not difficult. The machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Ramban is on the question, when someone sells a tree, now the tree cannot exist without Shoroshim. He didn't sell the karka. what is holding the tree. So according to Rashi, the Shohoshi, even though this is the basis and the source, the initial, in the growing process, what is the first thing that goes? He just has a right to maintain the tree in the karke, but the karke belongs completely to Reuven. But he does own the tree, and since, so the Rambam's story is, since the first thing in the growth process is the other roots, so when Reuven sold the fruit tree to Shimon, so the roots are an integral part of the tree, because in the growing process, this was the first thing that sprouted from. So when Reuven sold the tree to Shimon, true, he didn't sell him any karka, but the tree is on him. So the roots, even though they are hidden in the karka, so are part of the tree. That's the Ramban Shimon. Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is, he bought the tree. Of course, in the growing process, the first thing that grew were the roots, but he didn't buy the tree at the time of the planting. He bought the tree after the tree was all in existence. So the melee, he acquired title only in the tree itself, exclusive of the roots. And then he says, and even my eating like this, what is this? This is also like roots. But it's root, whereas roots are hidden the karaka, so the geza is adjacent to the trunk. So, but it's also roots, but they are visible, they are there, they are hammer. So anyway, according to Rashi, so when someone bought a new one, he didn't acquire title in the roots. And since heavy acquired title in the karke, alright, so then everything that comes from the karke would belong to him. But he was not king of karke, so he's only king of the yuron. So Mimele, if a new tree sprouts forth from the roots, which do not belong to him, which belong to the balakarke, or if it sprouts forth from the geza, which do not belong to him, which belong to the balakarke, it's not an integral part of the tree. So Mimele, it's Arim Shubakarke. So Rav Yudah says, if it sprouts forth from the Shoroshim, so it doesn't sprout forth from anything that belongs to him. So it sprouts forth from the Karaki. Mashaiki, if it sprouts forth from Geza, the Geza is an integral part of the tree, according to him. So the Mele, a new tree sprouts forth from the Geza. So the Mele, so it belongs to the Yom. With Nana Megavio, the Kaigam, even I ate in Ageza Minashoshim Chayrol, even a mayor, Rebune Mayor Minageza Potea, Minashoshim Chayem. So contrast here is, now what is Chayrol? In Tir Hadosha is Chayrol, but in Tir Shona is not Chayrol. What is all the definition mean? All it means that when you plant something new in your tree, so for the first 3 years it's all. But if it's an old tree, so then it's not high ball, it's in the shono. Now here, this year on, you have one year. That's an old tree. And that already is already after all. It's an old tree. But then a new tree sprouted forth. Just now, from the Geza, or from the Shosh. So according to the Meir, it's Chayvior, because according to the Meir, the Geza and the Shoshim are not an integral part. So if they are not an integral part of the tree, so anything that sprouts forth from that which is not an integral part of the tree is an Itir Hadosho. So maybe it's Chayvior. But Rabbi Yudah Meir, min hageza poter, because according to Rabbi Yudah, the geza, in view of the fact that it's written in Achamo, so that's considered like a branch of the tree. So the Mele is supposed from a certain branch there is an offshoot, and the whole tree would sprout forth from a branch. So it would be had the peres, the peres that would grow in the first 3 years, and they would grow on that new offshoot. Of course not, because it's in Tiri Shona. So according to Rabbi Yudah, it says min hageza poter, because according to Rabbi Yudah, the geza is an integral part of the old tree. So the Mele, then a year later, a new tree, a new offshoot, sprouted forth from this geza. But, so it's like a new tree sprouting forth from one of the branches. Suppose that way. So it's not high ball, it's a division. Alright, now let's see, this is the Gemara. And of course, according to Ramban, so the Meir holds that not only the Geza is an integral part of the old tree, but even the Shoroshim is an integral part of the old tree. So maybe his Geza is. Because it's in Tiri Shona. Even if it's Yetze Minashoroshi, that is hidden the Karaka, that is also an integral part of the tree. So it's like an offshoot coming forth from an old branch. So it's Potter Minahore. And Rabbi Yudah Minageza, Potter Minashoroshi. Now let's see the cases. with ashes with me, but now I'm shaking hands. Because outside of it, on the same, I'm going to be on my knee, Zelly. Shame the incapa. We told him also, I'm going to be a mahash, Shmeir. You can be in place, Zelze, they may be in the high. Mash, but it is more of the day. Eight and any care. Now, the more in the match, assume that the machlek is between the mayor and the beauty is on the question as to whether by ashes it should the name people say tray or not. By ashes it should the name people say tray or not. So this is what. So the more gives the terrorists, no, here they have other time. But everybody can agree that we say should the name people say tray. In other words, even the beauty can agree. That showed an infant by Mosalitri. But there, Rabbi Yehuda says that it belongs to the Tachdim because the Tachdim has the full control over the maintenance of the growth. So that's why it belongs to the Tachdim. So this is what Gemara says. But the question is, the Makshi, this argument by Rabbi Yehuda is spelled out in the Mishnah. The Makshin obviously knew the Mishneh. If he knew the Mishneh, so he knew that the reason they were for the day is something else. So how did the Makshin even for a moment assume that the machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is on the question as to whether we say Shonen Eifi was a Likre in case of Asher Shonav, when the Mishneh spells it out that the machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is on some other question. In other words, who has more control over the maintenance of the growth, whether the alien has more control or the tachdim has more control. So, because I like the holy from the same from Rameya, my dear Zelly. Shame the Kata. We talk now also from Rameya, Mahashin, the Hinonim Chase. Zalze, Rein, Mehon, Yeren, Zechai, Mashma, the Misfor, Pligge, Hazem, and Nikia. So, in other words, the Machin assumed that. Actually, that the real machlekes is on the question whether we say shonen eifi pasal yikre or we don't say shonen eifi pasal yikre. That's the machlekes. But because each one has a control over the maintenance of growth, so the mele, because of the ability by the area to take away the offer and thereby destroy the whole growth. So the male that should give him title. And then what Rabbi Yehuda says, the Tachdim also has control. So the male, these two controls, so they cancel out each other. Because each one has the control. Each one has the control. So the male, it has to be determined on the basis of the question as to whether Shonen Eifi Pasal Yikre or not. This is how the match is. So then the Tarzan says, no, it's not that since each one has a control over the maintenance of the growth, and each one is able by exercising his own property rights to destroy the growth of the parents of the name. So the melee, the two controls cancel out each other. So it's considered as if no one had control over the maintenance of the growth. So it has to be decided on the basis of the question as to whether Shonen Eifi was a Yikre. This was the long days of the match. The Tarzan says, no. Everybody agrees that we say Shonen Eifi was a Yikre. But Yehuda says, in view of the fact that the Tachdim can more readily, this is how the ritual explains this Gemara, the Gita Chibisha Ritriya. Rabbi Yehuda also made it, that we say Shonen Eifi was a Yikre. We say Shonen Eifi was a Yikre. But Rabbi Yehuda says, in view of the fact that the Tachdim has more control over the growth of the parents than the Eri. Because how can the Eri destroy the growth of the parents? How can the Eri destroy? By digging up all the in other words, he'll have to destroy his own land. He'll have to destroy his own land. That's not so easy to destroy his own land. So, Vashenki, the Tachti, he can destroy the world very simply. He doesn't have to destroy all his land. All he has to do is where the let's say, the Tachti, he can down there here. So, just to make a pile of sand here, so that can be done very easily. On a relative scale, it can be done very easily. Masha'ike. So in other words, that means that the Tachtin can, by exercising his prerogatives of private property, he can very readily and very easily destroy the growth of the day. The NDA to destroy the growth of the day will have to work very hard. So we may lay, this is how the Ritva explains the Gemara. This is what the Gemara says, that everybody agrees that Shodanei was a Ikre, even Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says, on account of the fact that it's very easy for the Tachtin to destroy the growth of the Nei, but it's relatively very difficult for the Elyin to destroy the growth of the Nei, in order that the Elyin should be able to destroy in a legal way the growth of the Nei, he'll have to destroy himself completely. I don't mean himself, his person, but his whole territory. He'll have to dig up all the karaka. So Mimele, the Tachtin's control is much more than the alien's control. So because of that, the Tachtin acquires title in the, in spite of the fact that generally speaking, Yehuda is also made the children in the tree. Now, so if we are not there, it's in the Gemara Yitro in Metzir. If we are not there, it's in the Gemara Metzir. Rav Meir Sova Shalim Yitro Masa Yitro. The Rav Yitro Sova Lo Yamun Shalim Yitro Masa Yitro. Then the Gemara is very good. So it's in consonance with our Gemara. Because Rav Meir Sova Shalim Yitro Masa Yitro. And Rav Yitro also agrees Shalim Yitro Masa Yitro. But the Gemara doesn't say anything according to that Gemara said about Rav Yitro. Why doesn't the Gemara say anything? Because in consonance with our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with the general principle of Shalom Eichel Mesayikre. But here he has a special reason, on account of the fact that he can very readily frustrate the growth of the Neiv by exercising the prerogatives. The Tachtin, by exercising the prerogatives of property rights. All he has to do, a person who owns a piece of property is allowed to do anything in his property, even though it will destroy something that grew from the property of somebody else, of his neighbor. Of course, it would be selfish on his part, but he can do it. So the melee, suppose he decides to have a small mountain, a pile of sand, a pile of sand for the children to play. And if he decides to set up this pile of sand dafki here to destroy, and that will destroy the growth of the nave, he can do that. So he can readily destroy that nave. So melee, that means that nave occupies space in his property. So that gives him title in the property. In spite of the fact that generally speaking, so it showed the nature was like. So if we are not Gelis, Rabbi the Sova, we are Mishan the Ikre, so then the Gemara is very good. But even if we are Gelis, Rabbi the Sova, we are Mishan the Ikre, so the Pshat is, Rabbi the Sova, in this particular case, we do not apply the principle of the nature was like, because of the control that the Tachtin has over the parents of the name. And by the Tachtin being in a position of destroying or frustrating the growth of it. Alright, now. So this is because I don't know if I'm saying for whatever. Is a manika. But I'm really not also with more than the Kabbalah's value. We ask the Tamai, faces and a girse. Rather, Tamai, if there was not a girse, Kitania, it doesn't make any difference. You like it's in a geza, I would not make up all the Kaigan, they may go by the Ochem Yom. Now, so Tayses, as the Kashi, and Tayses doesn't give any tariffs. Now, they are the more mentions. והותנן המגבי אורק היי גם אי אולי יצנגז המשרושי חייר ואורק דברי מאיר, רב יהודה הילר מן הגזע פותר, מן השורשים, ישחייב, מן השורשים חייב. So doesn't it appear from this Gemara that there is a machlikes, from this Mishnah Gaviole, there is a machlikes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda on the question whether we say Sholei Nefi was a Mikre or we don't say Sholei Nefi was a Mikre. And apparently, Taisa said the Girsa of Rashi, not the Girsa of Rambam. That was the Girsa of all the Chachmei Torah. So both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that even I ate in Ashoroshim is Chayyim. Even I ate in Ashoroshim is Chayyim. What does it mean? Even according to Rashi's Yosef, not according to the Ramban's Yosef, because according to Ramban's Yosef, so even the Shoroshim that are hidden in Karki are considered an integral part of the Yom. And because of that, so Reb Meir says that even if he knew Yom sprouted forth from the Shoroshim, it's also part of God. But according to Rashi's Yosef, so all agree, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that the new Yom that sprouts forth from the hidden roots in the Karke is Chayim Yom. Why Chayim Yom? Because that's a unity. Why is it a unity? Because it's not part and parcel of the old Yom. It's something new. So, but still there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in regard to Yiron Halitze Min HaGezer. So as far as Yiron Halitze Min HaShoroshim is concerned, both agree, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that it is Chayvo. According to Rashi's Yosef, so it's a double portion, that Shoroshim are not considered a part and parcel of the tree, even though in the growing process. So what came first in the tree? The Shoroshim. But once the tree is there, the Shoroshim are considered part of the karke. They are not considered, in view of the fact that they are hidden and they are not free of the achamo, so the Shoroshim are not considered part and parcel of the yom. Even though in the growing process, this was the first thing in the yom. But once the yom is there, so the Shoroshim are part and parcel of the karke, and not part and parcel of the yom. So mainly, any new tree sprouts forth from the Shoroshim, so mainly it's a new tree, it's a new Chadoshim. But there is a machlekes in regard to a new tree that sprouts forth from the Geza. So Reb Meir says that even if a new tree sprouts forth from the Geza, that is, the Geza is like the visible roots that are adjacent to the trunk. So Reb Meir says that even if a new tree sprouts forth from the Geza, it is also Chayvo. Why? Because Sholei Nefi was a Mikre. This is how Tesis explained the Gemara. So since a new tree that sprouts forth from the Shoroshim, Ikya means the Shoroshim, what does Ikya mean? The roots. So since in regard to a new tree that sprouts forth from the Shoroshim, would be Chayvo, so the Geza, what is a Geza? The Geza is an ape. So then, why don't you say in regard to this tree too that you should hide all it? Because this tree has already grown. I mean, it is already after the first 3 years. So, but the Geza did not grow as yet. So this Geza is innate. The tree itself is also innate. But this tree already grew. But the Geza is innate that did not grow as yet. And now it started to grow. So the Geza, in effect, is an ape that comes out from the roots. I mean, this tree is also an ape that came out from the roots, but that grew already. So it's already after the 3 years of war. But this Geza, the tree that sprouted forth from this Geza, only grew now. And since Reb Meir holds, Sholei Nefi was a Yikre, so it means that just that the Geza is Nikra after the Shoroshim. So since a new tree that sprouts forth from the Shoroshim is Haibole, so a new tree that sprouts forth from the Geza is also Haibole. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Min HaGeza Poter, Min HaShorosh HaChayim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lo Yamrinon Shodeneikhe Basarikim. Lo Yamrinon Shodeneikhe Basarikim. Now, this is Tesis Kash. This is Tesis Kash. Tesis does not give any talents. Tesis does not give any talents. But we can give a very simple talents in Tesis Kash. Because the reason is why the woman does a test. Doesn't it appear that Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda are chilek, and the question is whether Shalimit was a Yikr or not? So we can say, no, it doesn't appear. Everybody agrees that we say Shalimit was a Yikr. We say Shalimit was a Yikr. But, so Rameya certainly says Shalimit was a Yikr, and if Tesis assumed that Rameya says Shalimit was a Yikr. But Tesis assumed the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda says Minageza is potter of Ole is because he, according to him, the Geza is not Nigrea after the Ikea. No, but we can say no. The Buddha also generally agrees that the Nave is Nigrea after the Ikea. But the Buddha holds that the Geza that is adjacent to the trunk, too. So is the trunk in Tir HaGosho? No. The trunk is not in the Tir HaGosho. Why is it in the Tir HaGosho? Because it sprouted 4 or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. I mean, so mainly it's the trunk. So anything that any pears that grow on that trunk and the branches that are on this trunk, so is not in the Tir HaGosho, in the Tir Yishono. So the whole essentially because I create. But you are not going to be mechayev all the parents that sprout forth on the branches of this tree in all again. Why? Because it's this tree. So as long as the tree has already gone through the first 3 years, so mele it's in tier yishono and it's not chayev all anew. So the geza that is adjacent to the trunk, so is part of the trunk. So that's part and parcel of the old tree. So why should it be chayim role? Not the tribute, which is chayim kamudin of shenanei b'zeikre. I mean, that seems to be a very simple talent in this discussion. Now, loyalty. לא יעל מיו מוח שעכשיו שם יו של מוח ואידו על המחת אבל שנים הוא המחת כושר in other words, when is the Mishnah saying that the get cannot be written on cloth on which there was an erasure in the Chike only if the text is written on unerased parchment but the Eidim is an erased parchment. So then it's not Yochanan's diet. Because if the piece of parchment on which the text of the get is mochuk, and the piece of parchment on which the inside the names is mochuk, so then what are we afraid? Maybe there was a gnai in the get, and then we erase it. But he's not going to erase the chesedus ha'edim. So that will mean that the parchment on which the text of the get is written, if his zeal could take place, will have two erasures. And the eidim only one mechet. So then anybody without any expertise will be able to notice that there was a zeal. So the melee, it's not Yochanan's diet. If the zeal can be detected, it's not considered such Yochanan's diet. שעקסלו על יו שאירו, ואילו להמחת, אבל שניר להמחת כושר, כי להמחת לו מגיש כאילו פושב, וידי לנמחת במחס, לנמחת שתיבו. So it's not your whole time. תביאו להם סירי מאיר, או מאגב חייה, ברעס הם שתי פעולה. גימו אין לסי, מה צריכים ובדי יפתרה, there are three kinds of parchment. One is called the crudest form of parchment, is called matzah. And then Then the second stage, so it's called Chayv. And then the third stage is called Diftere. But that's still not Vav. So these are three stages in parchment that is not completely processed. Matzeh Kimashmoyim. Well, Matzeh is the coolest form of parchment. In its primitive stage, without any processing. Just when you take the height of the behemoth and you take off the sar, and you don't process it. So then it's Matzeh. So, Matzeh Kimashmoyim, the Rimolich, the Rimolich, the Rimolich, that it wasn't, because the usual procedure is when you process a parchment, so of course you take off the hair from the height, you take off the hair, and then you flour, and then you salt it, you flour, and then you process it with garnets. That's habits. So matzo means it wasn't processed in any way. It was neither salted, nor floured, nor processed with garnet. The Ma'ayot is in the Torah Shabbos. V'chamo shiur ekev Torah Shmur Abude. Kibot zav nishvotam. V'chamo omar abaye kevive devive de bukidise. That was a very small weight. Cheive is a little more processed. The moliach, it is floured, but it is not... No, I'm sorry, it's salted, but we call it, it's not floured. It's not cultivated to recover. When my yoke is in the Toshav, the Hamashur is not here to ask him. Diftere, the Moliach, it's salted and flour, but not cultivated, we go not. Bluyokits. So you cannot use it for stamp, for say, material to use this. But you can use it for a get. When my yoke is in the Toshav, the Hamashur, can you make the whole of this again? Now let's see. משמעות, כמעט זו שאומרים נסכנו בכינו, נסכנת הלכת, קומיח מיומד בגלל. There is a thing mentioned in Ramon with his Pesach that you cannot put in salt. When you mix matzah for Pesach, you're not allowed to put in salt. And the question is, why shouldn't you be allowed to put in salt when you bake matzahs? So, you're not allowed to put in meperes when you bake matzahs. Because meperes together with mayim is memayel achmas. But salt is a mineral. I mean, salt is not meperes. Salt is not meperes. So that's a question. Why? Well, that thing is mentioned in Ramon, that when we bake matzahs, we are not allowed to put salt in the mix. Some say that just as meperes together with mayim is Mimayel Hachmi, so salt, even though salt is not Mimayel, salt is a mineral, together with Mayim, it might also be Mimayel Hachmi, whatever the reason is, but that's a thing in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed, when you mix matzahs, to put in salt, to bring in salt. Of course, after the matzahs is baked, so then you're allowed to put salt out. But in the mix, you put in salt, you're not allowed. So, there were a number of masculine. So, came out and who learned, so he came out and said that this din in the Shulchan Aruch has no mokim in the Gemara, it was just invented by the Amor, I mean this din, it has no mokim in the Gemara, it's not something that one has to be machin, certain masculine. So then, Alexander Meshav Apides wrote, he was the Rav of Kasei, he was one of the Divrei Hador, about 80 years ago. So he wrote an article in one of the Hebrew organs, Hatzvira. So he mentions he criticized these masculine, and he said, he suggested to these masculine they should go back to this medresh and start learning, and shouldn't rely on the learning they did in their young days. So they'll go back to this medresh and they'll learn, they'll see that this din that is mentioned in Yuchas Pesach has a mokir in the Gemara in Gittin, that for days. Because here the Gemara says, Matzo chepo, Gemara says, Matzo chepo v'dichtere, Matzo kemashmoy, t'l'moliachu v'komliachu v'yapitz. So the Chazal coined the term Matzo. I mean, after all, this is a new name. Macho means macho. Not the height of a behemoth is not called macho. So all of a sudden, the Chachomim coined the new name to this kind of a height that was not even sorted. So they called it macho. Why kimashmoy? So Rashi says, kimacho su shoy miskin of yechimut kibasalech. That means that if dough is mixed with salt, then it is machmit, it is mimayalachmit. So in other words, this din that is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, while it is not explicitly stated in the Gemara, so implicitly it is mentioned in Israel. That's what the Rabbi Shlomo Ben Shalapides wrote in the Atzvi. Alright. Now, Komiach Lua Bekemach, Bayekah Shiodei Chaluki, Mishkir Shul Iferes Asui Omiyes, Poiseche, Pecheses, Umechafinis Ibeya Shul Iferes Shifas Pecheses. Chibi Revi Ben Mishul Kotin Shul Iferes, Chibi Revi Misu Pekzaz, Yobo Lachbin Ben Kamei, Lichtei Olof, so you see, every name that the Chachomim coin has a meaning. So they call this Chibi, why? Because it's all Lachbin Ben Kamei. But why did they call something that was not even salted, Matze? Apparently, because when is it the kosher, when is it the matzah that is all achilah? And Pesach, only if it wasn't salted. But if salt was put in the mix, so then it is also rabbis. So that's the mocha for this halakh. בשיעור איתם בבית יין, כלב כדי לכתב מפר שיטה לשם תפיום, אבל דיפטר לקושר לתפיום, היו כך שיעור ובגט. וחכומי מחשור, בגט הוא עזרית, נעצף יוחד איתי. מן חכומי, עומר רב לזר, רב לוזר. So רב לוזר, the Amir says, that the חכומי the Mishnah represent the view of רב לזר the Tana. רב לוזר, the עומר in Misericas. Now here there is a very strange rush. Rabbi Lezer, the Omar says, "I get into Natir. The Risagel Misrebo in Misire. The Inu who died the crisis. The Alkoho being on 80. The Alpino now the double me moment. The Yukas with Hashinon, the Dilma Mizai, the Abdul and Sri Hal Mikri. We are the big Noe in Uya. Umando, Marin Misire Ika, Habo, who knows it's Sri Hal of 80, she is all clear. So, I mean, this sounds very strange. So it appears from this Rashi, that Rashi says, that according to Vandoma, that in Misiri Karse, so a woman cannot get married unless she brings to Bezin, she produces the Misiri in Bezin, who testify orally that they witness the Misiri Saget Yarabal Yarishu. But if she doesn't bring the Eidim Misira to Bezdin, who testify orally that they witnessed the Misira Saget, the Adabalia, the Isho, so then Bezdin cannot give her a heter al innocent. But that's contrary to the Gemore before Eshes. The Gemore in Ashoreach, when the Gemore says, Vaidim Chisim Laget, the Tikkun Eiro, the Tikkun Eiro. So the Gemore that from the book says, so the Gemara says, "Omer Rabbah, we tzricha, 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 so the Gemara says that according to Rabbah, that it is tzricha, so why is it necessary for him to sign a get? But with Rabbah, it is necessary for any chassime to sign a get. Why can't they rely on the tzricha? It's a tzricha. The answer is Chachomim or Misakim in order to protect the Isha. Suppose a get will not have a Yechzim. So, if a get will not have a Yechzim, then if the Isha will produce a get, no Yechzim. So, if she'll tell Bezdin the story that they were in Israel, Bezdin is not going to deliver, maybe she won't get herself. Or, perhaps, if she produces a get that was written in the Xaviyad of the husband, all right. So then, Bezdin will give her a heter on herself. But if it was written not in the Xaviyad of the husband, so she could have done it herself, and even if it was written by a certain Sefer. So she could have asked the Sefer to write the get. I mean, and the Sefer might even innocently have done it. I mean, because she might have told him she wants to know, she wants to learn the art of writing it. So in Melech, if there were no Yechzimeh, So, and just in the Sire, Bezdin will not give her a heter in Hose. But, so then she'll have to produce the Nisire. Suppose the Nisire die, then she'll have to remain alive, all alive. Or suppose the Nisire are alive, but they go away to a distant place, from Dina Sayar. So then she'll not be able to get married. So because of that, the Chachamim all misaken, that every get must be signed by Yechsin. And even though the Baal is going to have the Nisire, but it must be signed by Yechsin in order to protect the Nisho. So the Gemara says in so many words that if the Ari Dechsine, then she doesn't have to produce the Nisire. She'll only have to produce the Nisire if there are no Dechsine sign. So how does Rashi say here? Uman lo mari Nisire Ikea, habo we no say tzricho lo meidin, she nims on the Fneye. But that's not so. So Teisa says, even though it involves a tzaz dechak in the motion of Rashi, but there is no other pshat. That Rashi means, in this case, where the get was weak, and Psach Yochri is dying, then Bezdin cannot rely on the Chesina Seidim. Because since it was written, and Psach Yochri is dying, true it has in the Chesina. But maybe it was written in the get, that Ariat Migreshes Almanas Shetikmi Minosaiusus. So the neighbor, she cannot get married until she gives the husband Osiris rules. And then she arranges that night. And it's exactly what is dying. So in such a case, where it is written, and yet, now, the Gemara says that the Chachamim says, the Mishneh, Chachamim Machshir, even though it was written, exactly what is dying. So man Chachamim and blessed. So in this case, where it was written, Aksaf Yochli is dying, they get his kosher. But when will Bezdin be matter her? We not say if she will produce the Yisrael, but if she will not produce the Yisrael, so since it was written, Aksaf Yochli is dying, so then Bezdin will not be matter her, we not say. But if the get was written, Aksaf Yochli is dying, so even though she doesn't produce the Yisrael, but if it has a Chesine, so then Bezdin, of course, will give her a heter, we not say. Ich will nicht hast du sie auf. Die Mann, die so nachher nicht sie mehr. Ich habe wohl noch sie geht, in mir wie und von ihnen will ich mich so nicht wollen. Ich will schmackieren mit sie muss auch. Wie ich nicht neue, wie sie ab und weg in die Jahre da. So, von Rasch in der Brie, also das ist was ist, ist nicht einfach das Rasch. Und das ist keine Karte das Rasch. Because from this Rasch in der Brie, that according to the if he gets written on Ksav Yochel is dying, so that it is possible, because maybe there was a certain night and the Isha was desired. But suppose, and usually the Isha doesn't produce the Yechsime, who testify in Bezdin, that no Ziv took place. But if the Isha will produce the Yechsime in Bezdin, and then the Chassime themselves will testify, we are witnesses that this get is in the same shape as it was in the time when he signed. There is not an extra letter missing. There is not an extra letter added. I mean, we see, we remember. We remember, without any doubt in our minds, that this is the way the text of the get was at the time we signed. So then, she can get married even according to Rameya. This is what Rashi says. Teisus is chelik. Teisus says, according to Rameya, the Nechsine Kama say, so in view of the fact that the Nechsine took place on Ksav Shiyochim is dying, so it's not Yuchat Teichel. So even though the Nechsine come to Bezdin, and the Nechsine say, with not no certainty, that they remember that no change has taken place in the shape of the text of the get, that no letter was added, no letter was taken away. So still, since from the get itself, it's not muchach that there was no zil, so it is possible. Because according to the mayor, in order that the get should be valid, it must be muchach dechay. But if from the get itself, you couldn't be mivareh that no zil took place, even though you are mivareh by having recourse to all testimony by the Yechsime, but it's not Yochav Teichel, so she's not gracious. That's Teisa Shit. So that's Teisa Shit, Teisa Mishitosev, at the beginning of the third page, at the beginning of the third page, Daf of Dalet on the base. So this, so there the Gemara says that according to Rav Meir, Yidashli is in Shimei, so she cannot be with the Reshes. So, unless it's Mishaloshim, so the name of the grandfather is also mentioned. So, according to Tetzves in the Gemara, if it's not Mishulesh, even if we are Mivarel through all the testimony, that it's not the other Yisrael Mishimei, so it's still possible because it's not Muhammad Echad. But according to Rashi and Rambam, so the reason is why she cannot be with the Reshe is if the Ashley is Mishimei, because we are simply afraid maybe that is Mishimei. But if we are with Varia, that it's not the Dalia is Mishimei, so then she can get the Reshe. So the Shita of Rashi and Rambam is that Rameo doesn't require Muhammad Echad. That's why Rashi says here, so he says, the man is so kind of sin, isha gol, and also he get, and he will be for him in the Muslim day, in the Ishmael of the Muslim also, in the Ishmael of the Lech Yoda, the implication being that if she does produce the Yersin, who testify in Wesley, that no change has taken place, then it will be kosher again, even according to Ramea, in spite of the fact that it was written by Safi of Udayu. So Thesis is massive. Thesis says, that for days of Dalet, the West Thesis, he says, אני ממש אחריר בקום כזה רבי אני שעבור לנוס נגיע את הכוס חודו שיכול להתאיין אני צריך להם לסירה אין לי מחסום עם זה אם הם הביאו לפנינו אם יש מחסום הסומות של ביעה ותנוי אם זה יפתי רקל יודה מה שתביעה מסעד עקרון הרי כושר זה יהיה שורי רקי לא רבי אבינו שאימו חמתיכם זה מה שלא נשכו עקד ובדור שיוכל להתאיין אתם מכיר את זה בקום ועוד אין סליז רשם שיתוסה היא הגופיצו נשאיר את הרמב״ם דווקא דלת, that Rabbi doesn't even require Mochadichi. That's thesis of Shachmat Rimon. That's the reason as to why the Ashmei is in Shine. She's not in Kresh as a Kod Rabbi. But according to Rashi, because she's not in Kresh, it's because there is a plain Sofik. But if we can be valid at Sofik, that this is the right case in Shine, that the get was written by the right case in Shine, so then she can be in Kresh, even though it's Shmeis and Meshim and Beir. And even though the names are not Meshulesh, it's only mentioned Yisrael Meshim and it's not mentioned Yisrael Meshim and Malay. So the Melee, it's Hashem Mishnosek. Now, we can go over the whole thesis. This. Man Chachonim Rablez. Here's the Kutret of Ayin Yisrael Yitya. Ma Bo Yinosei, Tzlich Lo Ayin Yisrael. Dach Ki Ochech, Ador Shinoch Yitayim. Eim Rashi, Tzlich Ayin Yisrael. Yishor Shem Oslo Yinosei. Hava Yidik Taksud, Yidom Shem Yoch Yitayim. Yichidol Yinosei. Al Bi Yerich Yisrael. Ba Kiyo Rablez. Ki Yitam Yitrel Bas. U Mais Lo Yitam Yishnachim. Che Yitam 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 that appears to be saying that according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Lezer, a Misha cannot get married unless she produces in Syrian basis. So Tetzel says that's not the chat of Rashi. Rashi means in the case where the gift is written on Tzav Shiochim is dying, then she cannot get married unless she produces in Syrian basis. But if it's written on Tzav Shiochim is dying, then if she shows that she produces the gift in the Yechzime, so that in itself is the raya that she was misguided. Aber was der Grund, die Aisha von uns in der Hakut auf dem Schiff und bei in sich in die Sire, wenn das schon bei den Brüder von Ihnen nicht, was ich so was soll, wie haben die Leute, die Hakut auf dem Joda, was wir ja alles alle kamen, oder die Kosher, die haben schon immer gekriegt, nur wenn wir auf ihnen schon gut gekriegt, was wir nicht vorher gehen, und so ist die auch mit Leier gemacht.